Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Leroy, I know you're about to admit something very embarrassing, but I'm going to help you out because I...
Please.
No, I'm seriously. I'm going to help you out because I'm going to admit something that's kind of embarrassing about myself, but...
Okay.
It's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. Our friend Leroy came in here. Mm-hmm. And admitted to us that yesterday he went to he started taking swimming lessons.
Yes.
Because he doesn't know how to swim.
Good for you.
Thank you, Pebbles. I appreciate
good
it.
For
Listen,
you.
Honestly, there's a bunch of stuff that I think some adults won't do because they think it's embarrassing and they're like, damn, I'm like past the point of like I should know this.
Mm-hmm.
So you just like kind of just hope that you never come up to the situation where you need to use those skills.
Right.
So I commend you.
Thank you.
On doing that. Now, that being said, is it an adult swim class or are you in there with like 6 year olds?
Well, let me just be honest. There's only two adults and I'm one of them.
Okay. So that's a little less embarrassing.
Right. And if I'm going to be honest, there were times like when I walked out, I almost did turn around and go back in the locker room because there was like a lot of kids and stuff and they're like doing laps and, you know, they're focused and they're really, really working. But I'm like, yo, I got to do this. This is something I've always wanted to do. Y'all know the stereotype that's out there that black folks can't swim.
Yo.
And I'm like, yo, I got to put an end to that in my life. So, I mean, I did it and I'm proud.
Can your kids swim?
Two can.
He doesn't even know.
Two can. I actually took them to their lessons during, I think it was summer last year.
Yeah.
And I was embarrassed. I'm sitting there like, man, I don't even know how to
so
swim.
So they can and you can.
Yep.
But how, that's good you're doing it.
Thank you.
How basic are the lessons? Like, are you popping your head in the water and coming up going... And the instructor's like, just breathe. Just breathe. Well,
The instructor was like, all right, let's stop from the beginning. Just put your head in the water. I'm like, look, I'm beyond that. I'll actually jump in the deep end as long as I know where the wall is at. I can go to the bottom, come back up, grab the wall. I'll be okay. So we've been doing some stuff. And honestly, I'm trash. But I'm going to keep working at it.
You'll get better. You'll definitely get better.
I can't float. I can't float on my back. I can't float face down. Nothing.
Oh, man.
Do they give you like little arm floaties?
No, she's kind of moving a little bit too quick for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to have a talk with her?
Yeah, we got in the pool, and then we went from, hey, can you put your face in the pool, in the water? Yeah, of course. All right, let's do the breaststroke.
See, and that's the problem with being an
that's
adult.
A rough one.
Yeah, that's the problem with being an adult and learning basic things because sometimes it's like, hey, listen, man, I don't know how to do this. Treat me like a damn child. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now I'm going to make you feel better. And by the way, if you got something that, you know, you're an adult and you don't know how to do, that you should know how to do, 617-288-1969. Do you know? You know what? I'm not even embarrassed about this. I don't know. I've never in my life made myself a cup of coffee. I don't know how to do that. I know how to do it like in a Keurig machine. You know, you pop the thing in, you put the little thing, you hit the button, but... Like a coffee machine with those little white, like, cupcake-looking things.
The filter?
Is that what it's called? Yeah, whatever it is. Every time I see that, I'm like, I don't... Yeah.
And so you obviously don't know how to grind beans or anything.
Pebbles, I don't know how to do...
What?
I'll go over people's houses and, like, that smell of coffee is
Isn't it
over.
The greatest?
Yeah, and you see it and you're like... one side of me is like, why isn't it just like get done in 30 seconds like I do at my house? But the other side of me is like, that's so like adult.
It's so good.
I just look at it as just like you look like a sophisticated adult when you're like, you want some coffee? I'll make you some coffee.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Kind of like I saw this video on social media where there was a woman changing a tire. And the boyfriend was standing off to the side because he didn't know how to change a tire. And people were getting on him like, you're not a man. You ain't this because you should know how to change. It was just, he doesn't know. He's a grown adult. Can't change the
That's
tire.
Another one on my list.
I've never done that either, but I feel like if I had to, I would be able to do it.
Yeah, so did I. Up until one time, I was with my friend and he needed to change his tire. It was his car. So I helped him change it. Now, I assume that he knew how to change a tire and realized later on that he assumed that I thought I knew how to change a tire because, we get back in the car and we start driving and all of a sudden you could just feel something was off.
Oh, God.
And when we pulled the car over and the tire almost came off because we didn't tighten the screw things enough. Oh, I don't even know what they're called. The nuts? I don't know.
So we were like, who was it the other day that was driving on 3? Tierra Marie?
Yeah. Except we were sober.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.